Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie. BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday. My wife's trying to talk me into an electric bike, Jamie.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I'm just not going for it simply because...
Well, we know a lot of accidents. My girlfriend, her husband got into an accident.
I'm not afraid of the accidents.
You should be. Not very coordinated.
No.
Even it's for more, a bike.
It's more of the look. Like you've given up, you know?
That's oh, no, it's not it like that because, it's mountainous here. So, and, you know, I mean, let's face it. It's like really impossible to ride your bike up all those mountains. I mean, a lot of people do it. I'm not saying they don't do it, but if you're going to go on some of those trails, it gets a little strenuous. Yeah.
Boy, you sure present it differently than she does.
Why?
Because you make it sound like, yeah, you got to have one. The mountains and, you know, the inclines, the drop-offs and, you know, it's crazy out there. She makes it sound like
that you
like,
gave up,
like I'm disabled or something. You know, she doesn't really word it the way you word.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, the so thing is, listen, there's
so,
still
so listening to you. I'm starting to turn the corner.
Has she ever been
bit.
On one? Because she doesn't maybe understand.
I don't think she
because
does.
It's not like a little mini bike. No. You have to keep up with the same. I mean, you have to.
It's assisted pedaling.
Yeah,
so.
It's assisted. And I'll tell you it something. Is? Oh, yeah. My God. In California.
I got a pedal?
Yeah.
Well, then why am I getting electric if you've
Listen,
got a pedal?
All right, so there's two kinds. There's assisted, and then there's full electric, right? We use, my kid and I, we rented the assisted, and it's hard.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, because we were on campus, and we were going up and down the campus.
Yeah.
And even my kid was like, damn.
Yeah, okay.
But that's assisted.
Yeah.
So, if you want to go full electric, it gets a little easier because you could just switch it over to full.
Yeah, not doing it.
Yeah,
well, it makes more sense now. I mean, it's more like assisted living versus nursing home.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
it is.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. So I didn't know you had to pedal though.
Yeah.
Does that
on the
generate?
Assisted bike?
On the assisted.
Yes.
Bike.
You have got. You won't go if you don't pedal.
Oh, you don't.
Nope.
Well, that's not fair.
You just don't have to work harder. Like you don't have to work that hard at it.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it unless you ride one.
Yeah.
But it is still hard. And for, you know, at the time, an 18-year-old kid going, because he's like, you know, Mom, we'll want to take the assisted bikes up that hill. It's really, it's a killer. And then he's like, well, I thought I'd give you a little more juice than this. And I was like, you thought? What about me? You're in great shape.
There's a guy that zooms by the house all the time. I don't think he's got the assisted. I think he's got the
full-on
motorcycle type bike.
Well, it's not a motorcycle. So the full electric ones, you also need to pedal. But it's not like the assisted ones. They'll go pretty much, you know, without you.
Yeah. You can just kind of...
Go. It has like different speeds, but they're a little dangerous because, I mean, all of a sudden you won't realize that you were...
You can go fast
on
those.
Are the bikes downtown electric?
I don't know if they're assisted
they
or...
Have they have some.
They have some?
Yeah.
They
vary down there?
Yeah,
have you ever tried
Lime
one?
Has the green ones, right? And they're fast, too. They'll do like 45.
So those are full-blown electric?
Yeah.
Full-blown, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. They're more expensive, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but just...
Maybe in the market.
Just be careful if you see a really good deal. Maybe the battery's not in the like the best kind of battery.
That's a good point.
Right. And now let's go back to the accidents, okay?
Okay.
What are we talking about here? Broken necks or, I mean?
Ankles.
Remember
wrists.
Simon Cowell crashed one and he got really messed up.
Head injuries, wear a helmet.
That's what happened to Simon?
Yeah.
Bicycle wreck?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
well,
my.
And bad plastic surgery.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they're so dangerous.
Yeah, so broken wrists, broken legs.
Yeah, I'm not very good on a bicycle, folks.
Compound
I know that
fractures.
Shocking, but yeah.
Broken shoulder.
Yeah. The last time
kind of like
on,
the scooters. Really.
Broken jaw.
The last time I went on a bicycle ride, I ended up in somebody's yard laying down.
Yeah.
Out of street corner.
But I mean, if you guys want to bike together, because maybe that'd be good, because your kid is learning
now.
Yeah.
Well, he learned how to ride. Yeah. He's doing much better. And she now is riding with him. So the three of us could go on a bike ride.
Well, so, or she could get one of those trolleys and pull you and you could just curl up in it.
Hey guys!
And they laugh and they laugh and they laugh.
Anyone want a snack? I got snacks back here.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. There you go. Another Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga. Right there. Bad romance. All right. I got a question for you, Jamie.
Alrighty.
When it came to Ralphie, and I know there's no definite answer on this, okay? I know that for a fact, okay?
Right. Okay?
But I'm just getting what you did. And then on Textnado at 303-22 Alice, maybe you've got a little bit of input. At what age did you give Ralphie his first cell phone?
Well, see, we don't count because we had a problem. So he was six.
Okay. Why don't you count?
Because we had a custody issue and we...
Gotcha.
I had a restraining order against me. So that was the only way he could talk to his dad.
All right. Like I said in the beginning, there is no clear, direct answer here, right? It's all about opinion. It's all about when a kid's ready, what your situation is, like yours with Ralphie.
Right.
So that doesn't count. You obviously needed it.
Yeah,
so
yes.
No big deal. But we're just thinking. I was just thinking with Frog, you know, he just called us on his tablet, right?
Yeah.
And at what point does he get to take a phone with him just to call? No, I'm not talking about internet. I'm not talking about getting, you know, online and having all the apps and
social. Well, he can ask an adult to use the phone if he needs to call you guys.
He could. Yeah. Yes, yes. But
I think
at what age?
Too
I just
young.
Wonder. Yeah, seven's too
young.
But
yeah.
I'm thinking. I'm thinking, God, I don't have an answer.
Yeah, I don't know.
9, 10, 11?
Carson did that thing that I did about McDonald's. My daughter's never having a cell phone until she's 16.
Yeah.
Bull crap.
I know, right?
Carson. Well, it might be. My kid
was never going to have a Happy Meal
realistically,
ever.
Realistically, now, though, like in the environment that we have, the culture that we have now, we want to get her a phone, but just like a flip phone, like just for texting, nothing and calls.
Right.
No, like. As far as like TikTok or Instagram, nothing like that.
But the problem is they don't really offer that. Yeah.
They have phones that you can just text on, right?
Just
plain bare bones.
Are you sure?
Okay. Bare bone phones?
They do.
That's the way
they make
we're
it now,
go.
Just for little kids. Yeah.
Oh, they do? Okay, that's a good idea.
Because I've looked at that, and that's what we would do with Frog at some point. But I will tell you this. Parents that have a kid for the first time, you lay down all these rules. That you'll never do. All right.
Yeah.
When you're four kids deep like me, all those rules are gone. They're all gone. You've broken everything. Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
you have good intentions. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not slamming you in any way. I'm just saying you have good intentions as a parent, but at some point you just drop the rules.
Well, yeah. Especially like when they become gamers, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
And
what
then,
videos
yeah,
they watch.
And then tablets.
It's like, I'm going to keep my eye on this one. They can't be saying the S word or blah, 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 blah. After a while, it's the S word flying everywhere.
Although I will tell you, my son is still mad at me to this day that he never learned how to play. What's the one with the hookers and the you can
Grand Theft Auto.
I never let him play that ever.
And he's still mad.
He's still mad about it. He's like, do you know that's what they play like in the dorm and stuff? And I have no clue how to do it.
Oh. Oh, I followed him all the way to college.
You did. It did. I ruined his life because they're like really good at it and stuff. Yes, he's like, I don't know.
All right, well, look at all these texts, though. I mean, some people had the exact same situation you had, Jamie, where they had parents that were split, and so therefore got their phone, first phone in the third grade to keep up with both. That makes a lot of sense to me. There are certain schools that they allow you to bring in a phone that only calls mom and dad. They do make those. That's available. You don't have to be on the internet or social media.
But then the other thing, like, I think if they walk to school to the bus stop, you know, you want that. And
yeah.
I mean, we obviously we never had them for emergencies. Our parents didn't even know where the hell we were, you know?
Yeah.
And then they'd just call you. You'd hear your name very faintly. And you go, oh yeah, I guess I should go home. Yeah. It's dark. But and we all lived. But now we need them for emergencies. I don't know why, really.
I don't either. I don't either. But it's such a necessity.
You have to.
Now.
Yeah. We, yeah, but I would have anxiety if you didn't have a phone.
I agree with you. Yeah. I agree 110%, but we never had a phone. You just where the hell's the kids at? Nobody knows, right? They could be down there fishing, or they could be over here. They could be at Joey's house. Nobody knows where you are at that point. But for now, I mean, in this day and age, everybody has to have one, or we feel like they do.
How many hours do you think your kid spends on his tablet a day during summer vacation?
When I'm around?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe 3 minutes a day.
Why are you winking? Stop doing
that. Because they're in the car.
Nobody knows that what you're doing.
All right, 4 hours a day, maybe.
You think 4 hours?
I don't know. I have no idea. It varies from day to day, but I'd say on the average.
Because I think there's that you can look
two or three hours.
At least on your phone, you can see how many hours.
Yeah, you can see what.
On a tablet, too?
Yeah, I refuse to. And I'm not going to let anybody else see it either. I refuse. Too many. Yeah, all right, let me just say that. Too many. It becomes such a babysitter.
Yeah.
It does. I'm sorry. I mean, and that's another promise that you make as a parent, too, that you'll say, hey, I'm not going to allow that. No more than 15, 20 minutes a day. That's it. Out the window.
We didn't have a tablet. We didn't have one. And I'm looking back now like, man, my life would have been so much easier.
Yes. Because when they're not distracted by a tablet, you're the one playing with them.
Well, and
so
that's,
it's just
and I have
day,
an only child. I have an only child, so do you. And so I made that like rule. I'm not getting a tablet because I saw the kids that got addicted to them, so I did not do it. But, oh, looking back, that would have been easier.
Yeah. What a dumb rule, huh?
I know.
I love it. I do.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
BJ and Jamie.
It's funny that that's a study now, or report coming out.
It's a big thing, it's in the Wall Street Journal today. There's a study that says, why have we made wearing AirPods okay? Like, why as a society have we not said, like, that's really rude, like, but everybody's just wearing them?
But here's what I'm saying. You and I detected this months ago. We brought this up on the air.
Like, well, if like you're a parent, if you're a parent and you have a teenager, you already are like, really?
Yeah. Well, I was at the grocery store, if you remember. Yeah. I went through the line and the person checking me out had on AirPods. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. Can he even hear what I'm saying when I talk to him?
So the article was about how we've, as a society, allowed them to be okay. And a doctor was talking about how many patients come in with them, and he's asking them questions, and he doesn't know if they're listening to music or listening to him.
Yeah.
You know?
You can't tell. You can't tell. And when I first saw it, too, or first started recognizing, seeing it more, I felt like it was really rude.
Right.
I'm like, oh, who do you think you are that you can have those earbuds in? And here I'm trying to communicate with you. But now I've come to change my mind on it.
Because
I've noticed that you can really, especially with AirPods, you can actually hear other people talking. They actually silence themselves when somebody else is talking. They have the technology. And some of them even have hearing aids attached to them.
Right. And yep. And some of them are good if you have, it says, like, if you're suffering from autism, or not suffering, if you have autism, that it's good for even adults with autism, because it just keeps them calm because they can hear a little bit of music in the background, too.
I do feel like going to a doctor, I do feel like that would be disrespectful to the doctor. Unless you have, like BJ saying, a hearing problem.
Yeah.
And it enhances the hearing. But
you don't
have
know.
But to have them in when you're one-on-one with your doctor.
Okay, so here's why people don't take them out. They asked all these people why they don't take them out. Laundry. Because more ear pods are washed and dried than ever before. Oh. Because when you take them out, you put them in your pocket, and then you forget about them or whatever, and then you end up washing them, and they're $250. So people keep them in for convenience so they don't misplace them, because laundry is the number one place they go. One guy found his ear pod, or somebody found it in their food delivery. They found it fell off in their food delivery.
Yeah.
And so, or you know how my kid, he left his, so he was skiing, and he left them on the picnic table.
Yeah.
And now they're in Ohio. Somebody was skiing in Vail, and now they're in Ohio.
I'm very careful with mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, again, they're expensive.
They're very expensive.
But I'll tell you right now, if you've never, ever tried the AirPods, they are fantastic. They're the best on the market, bar none. It's unbelievable how good they are. But, man, I'd panic if I lost one.
Yeah, I know.
I would, because they're $200.
Oh, we have so many single ones. You know. We do. We have a single one.
I usually use only one, though.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I only stick one in. They bug me for some reason.
And now they're saying if an employer says you can't wear them because they're rude, kids are now, or even adults, are growing out their hair so their employees can't see them wearing them.
Oh, those damn kids.
But it said for the most part, we've all let it go. Like, you know, King Super, Walmart, they'll all let people wear them.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me. You know, I mean, it used to, like you said.
Yeah, it used to. When they first started.
Yeah.
Yeah. It started to bug me in the first starting, because I kept being bitching about it one day, right? Mm-hmm. But now I'm getting used to it, because it's everywhere. It's everywhere you go.
The only thing that I still don't like is when people check their watch texts while I'm talking to them.
Oh, well. And I'm even, so I feel bad about that too, because I'll do that every once in a while, and I catch myself, and I'm like, I swear I'm not being disrespectful. I just got a text on my watch.
It just.
But it makes me like, are you done yet?
Oh
like,
my I
God. Gotta get out
I
of here.
I told you, Tony, he was my CPA, but he doesn't do that anymore. Anyway, he was doing that. I was like, am I bothering you? And he's like, what? Yeah. I go, you keep checking the time.
It does
look bad. Like, hey, I got a meeting. I didn't get the hell.
That appears more rude than the headphones do now.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
It does.
I know. And then you guys tap it and you're reading it while I'm talking to you. I know. Like, come on.
I'm trying to stop doing
because
that.
Because I'm not picking up my phone and reading my text while I'm talking to you, but you guys feel like you get like a pass with your stupid ass phone.
Because it's just right here on our wrist, you know?
Yeah, but my phone is just right here.
I know.
But for some reason, people feel like they get a pass. Because I don't look at my text while I'm talking to you.
For me, though, it's more of an involuntary muscle reflex.
Probably.
You know, because my wrist vibrates.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
So and then I'll look at it. So I don't do it in intentionally, but I can't stop doing it because of that.
But you do understand, for those of us that don't have it, you guys feel like you get a hall pass.
Well, and they get it.
And so then I...
So we can do it together. So we can do it together. Okay, no, get it. I'm going to get you one.
I'm just going to start looking at my text when you guys look at your watch. So there.
It does so. I don't mean to do it, like Carson said, but when your wrist vibrates, it's like, what the hell is that? What the hell?
I know. But it does. And especially if we're all talking on the show, it makes me like, you're like doing this, like, Jamie, wrap up your freaking tabloid trash.
Like, we got to go. Yeah. Okay.
Wait a minute. That is why we do it.
Okay.
No. Here in the studio. No. You've got it confused now. No, that's how we. No.
So funny. Oh, he's so funny.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.